Have you ever had a rush of motivation to start something new? Maybe it's getting into shape, building a YouTube channel, or even starting a blog or podcast. Now, when you first have this idea, there's a moment that you spend in a euphoric haze, enjoying all the accolades that will come your way as you visualize your success. Very quickly, this bubble is popped when logic rears its ugly head to remind you you're not a professional. And you're more than likely going to suck when you first start. You hear a knock at the door, and who else is it other than logic's annoying brother, apathy? He lets himself in to remind you you're going to fail anyways, so why even bother starting? You feel you're a strong-willed individual. You try your best to ignore these thoughts by learning more about your goal. You quickly realize many professionals have thousands, if not millions, of dollars invested in resources. You can't afford all that. Finally, you come to terms with the fact that you will never be able to produce what the professionals do. You see, what you forget is that you're not them. You will never produce what the professionals produce. They think differently than you, and even if you had the exact same equipment, nothing would change as far as the quality of your show. What good is the highest quality microphone if you have nothing to say into it? This brings us to the crossroad that separates those who grow from those who do not. I'd like to introduce you to Kyrie Pappas. I hope I'm not slaughtering his name too much. He's the director of a new movie called The Last Porno Show. I was lucky enough to be at the premiere of the film and sit in on the question and answers with the whole cast. Now, my dad was in the film, so that's why I had this opportunity. It was a fun movie. I really enjoyed it. It was really about character development and finding out who you're not to really understand who you really are. Getting back to the topic of the podcast, I wanted to share with you that what I found so motivating and inspiring was their passion and dedication to the project. You know, it was the very foundation for this podcast, that their motivation for creating something into the world that didn't once exist. It motivated me so much that I wanted to share this idea with you guys. You see, what I noticed was people who are driven by passion, people who, no matter what tools they have at their disposal, will produce quality work, because tools does not make a quality movie. Passion does. If you're looking to start something, just do it. Now, I know you hear this all the time, and it sounds easy to say but hard to do. And the truth is, it is easy to say because it's just words, and then you don't have to do anything after you say the words. But the reason why people say just do it, I'm going to break it down for you, because by just starting, you will get the messy mistakes over with in the early stages. This will allow you to build upon those mistakes and use the knowledge from your experience to keep growing. As you get bigger, you will be able to afford better equipment. The job may get easier, but in the end of the day, it's the burning desire you had to make your vision a reality that propelled this idea into fruition. So if there's something you're hoping to do, start today. You can learn from your mistakes and improve as you go along, but it's better to start today than never start at all. I want to thank you guys so much for listening, and until next time, Lauren Bronstein out.